Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So this is our month's fun facts article, and I always like to start these with a bonus fun fact. Bananas are curved because they defy gravity and start growing toward the sun.
Really?
Not the ground.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So most bananas will curl up.
Yeah.
As they grow to reach the sun.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
In sort of nature, rather than on farms, bananas are found in the middle parts of the jungle, where there isn't much sunlight. So if they grew towards the light, you know, down on the ground, they wouldn't really get very far. But if they kind of grow towards the light that comes through the leaves in the jungle as well, they'd go out sideways, and they would kind of make the trees. Or actually, I should say banana plants, they're not trees, fall over, so they grow up towards the sun.
That's very helpful of them and very healthy for them to grow in that weird direction.
Yeah, you can do experiments, actually.
Oh,
I remember when I was a kid in a science class, we were growing plants and they said, like, shine light on them from one direction. You'll see how the other side starts to bend and curve. And it's all about where the growth chemicals turn up. Inside the bits of the plant.
And bananas are a very dramatic example of that.
Exactly. So that's just a little bonus fun fact. We've, of course, got too much more detailed fun facts to get into today. Let's read through the day one of our article, find out what the first one is.
Reading. Fun facts. You need to withdraw some cash, so you head for the nearest ATM. While waiting for your cash to appear, you look at the ATM keypad. These keyboards are typically made of metal, but what is the reason behind this? A. Metal keys last longer than plastic ones. B. Metal keys don't retain heat as long as plastic ones. C. Metal keys feel nicer to use than plastic ones. There's some truth to all of these, but B is the key. There's a concern that some thieves might use special thermal imaging cameras to steal people's pins. These cameras can sense heat. If you use one to look at an ATM keypad immediately after someone has used it, you can see which keys were pressed. That's because the heat of our fingertips remains in plastic keys. What's more, it's possible to tell the order that the keys were pressed in. If the camera is used soon enough, the success rate for reading a plastic keypad is around 80%. Metal keypads are a horse of another color, though. Metal conducts heat much more efficiently than plastic, so the keys don't stay warm for long. Therefore, it's almost impossible to read these keypads with thermal imaging cameras.
All right, let's begin our article by reading the first sentence, which tells us you need to withdraw some cash, so you head for the nearest ATM. All right, this is a fairly straightforward statement about something that many of us do maybe once a day, several times a week, that's for sure. You'll need some money, so to get some money out of the bank, you withdraw that money. You can say, I need to get some money out of the bank, but another slightly more formal way would be to withdraw money. The other banking action or function that you might use is to put money into the bank. You deposit, D-E-P-O-S-I-T. Deposit is to give them money. Withdraw is to take your money back out of the bank. And sure, yes, head over to the ATM machine because they're open 24 hours and they are everywhere. Anytime you need money, find an ATM.
Yeah, you can withdraw money by going into an actual bank, but if you just need some quick cash, the ATM's usually the quickest way.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go and do that, and while waiting for your cash to appear, you look at the ATM keypad.
Well, sure, you have to look at the ATM keypad, put in your PIN number, your private security number.
Your keypad is just a thing with the, you know, it's got the numbers or 0 to 9. It's got two little symbols, usually, a pound and a star, or a hashtag and a star. Okay, so you're having a look at them, and you start to think.
There you go. All right, so next we read, these keyboards are typically made of metal. But what is the reason behind this? It's true. When you think of the ATM keypad, it's very much like a keypad on a phone or on a calculator. Mm-hmm. But those ones are usually made of plastic or something. Whereas the one in the ATM is made of metal. Why? Or what is the reason behind this? Why do they make ATM keypads out of metal? That's our question. Yep. And here are our options, beginning with A's.
A, yes. A, metal keys last longer than plastic ones.
Well, okay.
It does make a certain amount of sense, right?
That's
right. Because metal tends to last longer than plastic.
Metal's stronger.
Stronger, tougher.
Hundreds of people will be touching it every day with a plastic one. It might break or wear out. Plus,
exactly.
Sometimes ATMs are sort of exposed to the weather.
Yeah.
Right? They can be out on the side of the street, so maybe wind, rain, cold, things like that might affect them. But plastic is a word we should look at here if we're talking about plastic keypads. What is plastic?
Yes, well, plastic is, it's mainly used as a noun, and a plastic is a collection of man-made materials. They can be hard or soft. They can be shaped into any form. We can also use plastic as an adjective to talk about things made from one type of plastic. Mm-hmm. For example, plastic bags, plastic bottles, and so on. Here's an example sentence. In most stores in Taiwan, you have to pay extra to buy a plastic bag. And of course, we'll soon be getting rid of plastic straws.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's one reason, and it sounds reasonable, but what about answer B?
All right, our second option, B, metal keys don't retain heat as long as plastic ones. Well, okay, metal does retain heat. That's why if you fill a metal cup with hot water, it will be very hot to the touch very quickly and stay hot. It will retain or keep that heat. But since we're talking about a keypad on an ATM and not a cooking pot, that would seem like a strange reason to choose metal. If you're worried about, you know, something burning your hand, then yes, you might not want to use metal or you might use plastic. But here we're not, and why would you want the keys to retain heat? I'm not sure about this one. Anyway, retain is our first word power word, R-E-T-A-I-N, retain. All right, as I mentioned earlier, to retain is to keep. That's basically it. You hold on to something, you keep it within your possession. We can talk about retaining a ticket. We can talk about retaining your friends by seeing them regularly. And we can also use our example sentence, please retain your ticket after you get on the airplane. Don't throw the ticket away. Put it in your pocket. Keep it for later use.
So that's answer B. And actually, the plastic keys do keep the heat a bit longer than the metal ones.
Interesting.
When they're outside, the heat just kind of disappears quicker from the metal that they use.
Okay.
So answer C is metal keys feel nicer to use than plastic ones. They're just, you touch them and it seems to feel nicer.
Okay, I guess, but plastic can feel nice too.
It can.
All right, well, let's read on. It says, there's some truth to all of these. So all of them do have a little bit of truth. None of them are completely crazy, but B is the key.
Yes.
Wow, it's about retaining heat.
Or not retaining heat in this question. And this is why. There's a concern that some thieves might use special thermal imaging cameras to steal people's PINs.
I see.
PINs, of course, personal identification numbers, the code you put in to get your money out, access your bank account, and so on. And there are concerns that people want to steal PINs. Of course there are. The word concern is a noun, and it's a worried or a nervous feeling about something. Or we could use concern to mean something that just makes you feel worried. It's something you think, that could go wrong, that could be bad. Here's an example. Toby's grades are a big concern for me right now. He's not doing well in school. So that's a concern. And the concern here is that thieves will use special kinds of cameras to figure out what your PIN is, and therefore they could get into your bank account.
Right, those special cameras would be technically called thermal imaging cameras. What is a thermal imaging camera? Well, if we break it down, it'll be a little clearer. Thermal basically means heat. Imaging means making pictures of, and cameras are machines that make pictures. So basically, this is a camera that can see heat. It doesn't actually see heat. It detects heat. It can pick up heat and cold and notice the differences. And then it turns that into an image that we look at. And often on a thermal imaging camera, it'll be sort of white, where there's a warm area going down to gray through black, where it's very, very cold. You might have seen police officers using this, scientists using this when they're watching animals at night, that kind of thing. Because, of course, many animals, like humans, give off heat. And then when we stand against something colder, like a tree or a rock or the land, we would show up as a very white blob and the ground would be dark. So there you go. So they could, basically, you could use the ATM at night. They'd come along with a camera, take a picture, and see which buttons were still warm.
Yes.
Those are the ones you touched. That's how they steal your money?
Exactly.
That's complicated.
As the article says, these cameras can sense heat, so they'd be able to see little hot fingerprints on the keys.
Okay, but thermal imaging cameras are expensive.
It's true.
Anyways, let's read on. It says, if you use one to look at an ATM keypad immediately after someone has used it, you can see which keys were pressed. So yes, you wouldn't be able to wait hours. You'd have to be there seconds after the person walked away to still get a little bit of their heat left over on the thermal imaging camera. Very interesting stuff. Oh, notice here, though, in that sentence we just said, if you use one to look at an ATM keypad. When we talk about one, we're not, of course, talking about the number. We're using the word one or the number one as a pronoun, basically to replace something like if you use a thermal imaging camera. I don't have to repeat that because we just talked about in the last sentence, so you're kind of remembering what we're talking about. You remember the subject of this sentence, so I can replace the proper name with a pronoun like one. For example, yes, you need to catch the 411 bus. You can catch one at the corner. You know I'm talking about the 411 bus. I don't have to repeat myself. If we used it as a pronoun, well, now we're talking about one specific camera, but of course, all of these cameras will do the same thing. So we could say you could use a camera or you can use one to detect the heat.
Okay, so, yeah, they'll be able to see where the fingers went, and we can do this, as the article says, that's because the heat of our fingertips remains in plastic keys.
Interesting.
Now, we used the word retain heat earlier, so the keys retain heat, or if we flip the sentence around, the heat remains in the keys, because remain means to stay in the same place, or in the same condition. So the heat goes from your fingers into the keys and remains there. It doesn't go away very quickly, except with the metal ones when it does go away a bit more quickly.
Right.
Okay. Here we see an example sentence. The rain remained steady all day, so we didn't end up leaving the house at all.
Okay, you stayed home.
Yeah, we remained in the house.
You remained at home. All right, what's more, the article continues, it's possible to tell the order that the keys were pressed in. Oh, okay, I was wondering, if you took the thermal imaging camera, you could see which keys I touched, but you wouldn't know which number was first, right? You have to get the order of the numbers correct. But this is saying it is possible to tell the order. Of course, the order of the numbers is important. If you tell me your phone number and mix up all the numbers, if I try to call you using those numbers, it won't work. I have to have the numbers in the right sequence or in the right order.
Yeah, and if so the hottest one will be the one you press last, and you just work backwards.
Oh,
and the cameras
so
are that
clever.
Good. So we see in the article says, if the camera is used soon enough, the success rate for reading a plastic keypad is around 80%. So 4 times out of 5, they're going to know what your PIN is.
What if my PIN is 555555?
It's not a very good PIN, and they'll figure that out pretty quickly. Okay.
Ooh, so clever.
So we talked about the success rate. A rate, this is a noun, and it's the amount or the number of times something happens, Or it's the changes in a particular period, like how many changes there are in a period. Or it's the speed at which something happens or changes. There's lots of different ways we can use rate. For example, the pass rate of this exam is 90%, so 1 in 10 students will likely fail. We could talk about the rate of money exchange, like 1 English pound to about 40 Taiwanese dollars. Hmm. That's another kind of rate. We could talk about interest rates and other things like that. Lots of ways we can use it. It just sort of means numbers and how they change or how they affect things.
All right. So now we know there are some risks using the plastic keypads. As we read on, we get another sentence with a great interesting expression as well. Metal keypads are a horse of another color, though. Metal keypads are a horse, yes, a horse, of another color, though. So we're sort of using this phrase in a very strange and unusual way from what you would expect. We're talking about ATMs and keypads and, you know, computer systems, but horses of another color? What exactly is this all about?
Well, it's our shortcut for you today, so let's watch the video and find out what it means.
I need a horse to get money?
Shortcut for you.
You've been working really hard. Maybe you should take a break.
I don't have time. I have to finish my book report.
Why did you decide to take this advanced English class anyway?
Well, I love reading, so I thought it would be easy.
It certainly doesn't look easy.
You're right. This class is a horse of another color.
Is that your book is about? Horses?
No, not even close.
The phrase a horse of another or a different color is another way of saying that one thing is completely different from another thing.
So, a horse of another or different color means 另外一回事,两回事。
You got it.
So, how about taking that break?
Maybe a bit later.
You're no fun today. I'm going to go find a friend that's a horse of another color.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Later.
Okay, so if it's a horse of another color, it means they're completely different. Plastic ones, they keep that heat in them and people can scan them. But as we see here, metal conducts heat much more efficiently than plastic. So the keys don't stay warm for long. Mm. The heat gets from there much more quickly and then it goes away much more quickly. Because the verb conduct means to transmit or pass something from one place to another. And it's used to talk about forms of energy such as heat or electricity. And they are passed or conducted by a process called conduction, which is when the energies move between two materials, though the materials themselves don't move. They stay in the same place. Okay, think of you've got a pot, basically, and you've got some soup in the pot. Okay, the pot's hot, so the heat will be conducted into the soup, and the soup will get hot.
Yes.
That kind of thing. Okay, so here, the heat is conducted from your hand to the keypad, and then from the keypad into the air.
Oh, it's the same way that they say if you're making soup, don't use a metal spoon to stir the hot soup, because eventually the spoon will get hot, then your hand will get burned. Use a wooden spoon, because wood doesn't conduct heat as well as metal does.
And whereas metal does it very efficiently.
Right, there you go. So a lot of that heat will come through the spoon. And efficiently is our adverb that we have to look at here. Efficiently is basically doing something without any wasted time, effort, energy, anything like that. If you wake up in the morning and can get yourself out of bed, dressed, breakfasted, and ready to leave the house in 15 minutes, wow, you really got up very efficiently. You got ready for work or school very efficiently. If it takes you 2 hours and you kind of wander around your house going, what am I doing now? What do I have to take to school? You're wasting a lot of time. That would be inefficient, or you're doing it inefficiently. That's the opposite. You're wasting a lot of time. But if things are done efficiently, they're done quick, precisely, no waste, and the job still still gets done very well. For example, this solar panel efficiently turns sunlight into electricity. There's not a lot of waste. It does it very, very well.
Okay. And because of this, because the heat leaves it quickly and gets in there very quickly, the article says, therefore, it's almost impossible to read these keypads, so metal keypads, with thermal imaging cameras.
Perfect.
Even if they get there right after you've left, the heat won't still be in the keys and they won't get a very good reading.
They might get one or two numbers that you just touched, the last two, but of course most PIN numbers are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 numbers, so they won't have enough info to break in and steal your cash.
Exactly.
Good deal.
So that's why most keypads and probably all keypads around are metal. So that brings us to the end of our first fact. So it's now time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question relates to this kind of idea of not being robbed or stolen, nobody gets your stuff. What kinds of things do you do to keep yourself and your possessions safe from criminals?
That's a very good question. I guess the most obvious thing is I lock my door when I leave my home. I have a TV and some other nice things in there, but I always make sure to lock my door. And when I'm out, I guess I just try to always keep, you know, valuable things in the same place. So I always notice if they're missing.
Yes.
You know, I kind of keep my phone in this pocket and my money in that pocket.
And
hopefully, if I do leave something or lose something, I'll notice it quickly. But yes, it's something you have to be aware of. How about you?
Well, Taiwan is super safe.
It's a safe place.
And you tend not to ever really get robbed unless you do something very stupid. So I don't really do much here. But if I'm traveling in Europe, I've been robbed in Spain before.
Really?
And there are places where you really have to be careful. So in those countries, I will do things like keeping things in pockets with zips.
Okay.
I will do
no one can slip in
and grab it. Keeping my backpack around the front.
So no one can open it up when you're not looking?
Behind you. Even putting those little padlocks you can get on the zips on your backpack. Thieves will always choose the easy target. So if you even make it slightly difficult, they will kind of leave you alone and maybe choose someone else. So you don't have to go completely crazy. If you just do a few things, make sure you've got zips and make sure things are attached, then you're usually in a pretty good place. And I don't tend to leave. My brother sometimes leaves his wallet on a table.
Oh, really?
He doesn't want it in his pocket.
Okay.
And he'll forget it or it might get lifted. I will keep mine in my pockets.
That's a very good point. Taiwan is a very safe place. If you're traveling, other countries may not be as safe as Taiwan. So leaving things on your table in the coffee shop when you go to the bathroom, for example, might be a bad idea. And of course, as a traveler, you know, people might see that you're a traveler and they know travelers often carry lots of money with them.
Yes.
And other valuable things like cameras. So yeah, it's a good tip. Be aware when you're outside of Taiwan because we're lucky to live in a safe place. But do keep your eye on your possessions at all times.
Yep. And that's the end of day one of our Fun Fact article. Join us again tomorrow for another Fun Fact. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Fun Facts. You need to withdraw some cash, so you head for the nearest ATM. While waiting for your cash to appear, you look at the ATM keypad. These keyboards are typically made of metal, but what is the reason behind this? A. Metal keys last longer than plastic ones. B. Metal keys don't retain heat as long as plastic ones. C. Metal keys feel nicer to use than plastic ones. There's some truth to all of these, but B is the key. There's a concern that some thieves might use special thermal imaging cameras to steal people's pins. These cameras can sense heat. If you use one to look at an ATM keypad immediately after someone has used it, you can see which keys were pressed. That's because the heat of our fingertips remains in plastic keys. What's more, it's possible to tell the order that the keys were pressed in. If the camera is used soon enough, the success rate for reading a plastic keypad is around 80%. Metal key pads are a horse of another color, though. Metal conducts heat much more efficiently than plastic, so the keys don't stay warm for long. Therefore, it's almost impossible to read these keypads with thermal imaging cameras.
Vocabulary review. Plastic. Taiwan is planning to stop people from using plastic straws, as they're bad for the environment. Retain. Camels retain water in the large areas of fat on their backs. Concern. My biggest concern about this project is that we're going to run out of time to complete it. Remain. The company owners discussed moving to a new office, but in the end, they decided to remain where they were. Rate. This medical treatment has a success rate of 80%. Efficiently. The new manager made some changes that he hoped would allow people to work more efficiently.